You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to bring you an archive interview with a childhood friend of Karol Wojtyła's. He's the late Jerzy Kruger. If you're a little bit curious about the childhood of Blessed John Paul II, to be canonized on Sunday by Pope Francis, stay tuned.
Oh, it was a long time ago, sometimes around 1925, 1926, in
Valovice. And in what circumstances?
We were just children, living very near one another.
You were at school with the Pope for...
For 12 years.
12 years.
4 years of the elementary school, and then 8 years of the secondary school until the high school certificate in 1938.
What was the Pope like as a child?
Oh, he was a very, very nice boy. He was quite serious, but not too serious. He was the best in the class in practically all subjects, never studying too much, but sort of more intelligent than all the rest of us.
So he was a little bit of a leader in the class?
Yes, later on, definitely, when, you know, when we get bigger and when we got older, got into the secondary school, then he was one of the leaders.
He had a lot of friends?
Yes, practically everybody was friendly with him, because he had that gift which not many people have, not to argue with anybody, but by the influence of his way to make them accept his line of thinking.
How did you address him, in any particular way? Did he have a nickname?
Yes, Karol was his name, and diminutive from it is Lolek, like my name is Jerzy, and they were calling me Jurek.
What did he like to do in his free time?
I mean, what we all like to do. That means the main thing was, of course, sport. He played good soccer as a goalkeeper.
He used to ski?
Later on, yes. When we were little, we didn't have any skis.
Yes. You know,
later on, we got skis. Then we were going skiing. But obviously, it was different kind of skiing than you might know today, because there was no lifts, and you had to walk for hours to have a 10 minutes run down. So it was a bit strenuous. But then also we had a little trampoline near to Wadowice on a little mountain there. And so after school, in the afternoon, instead of going long treks in the mountains, we're just going jumping.
The whole world knows of his love for the theatre. He loved acting, didn't he?
And that was his main hobby, let's put it that way. I mean, he was a born actor, also a born orator. You know, his speeches, his declamation of the poems, they were so much better than anybody else's. And then there was a dramatic society in Wadowice. So as soon as he got to a certain age, let's say 13, 14, he already was an actor in there. I wasn't taking part in any of that activity.
But you actually saw him on stage?
Oh, yes, obviously, every time.
Yes, and is there any particular occasion you can remember?
Yes, there were a few occasions, but, you know, you wouldn't know those dramas, because they were typically, you know, Polish or by Fredro, Słowacki, which are unknown in the West. I don't think they were translated in any other language. And he was very, very good. Later on, he always played a leading part.
This figure as a leader comes out all the time.
Yes, 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 of course. And then every time there was an occasion, you know, a national holiday or another, when some important guest came to school, somebody had to make a speech or somebody had to cite some poem, it was always him.
Did you ever meet his parents?
I don't remember very well his mother, because she died when we were still little. I remember very well his father, gentleman, quite elderly, because he was his son in... late in his age, because he had a much older brother who died when we were about 11 or 12. The brother was a doctor, medical doctor, and was doing some research work in Bielsko, near to Wadowice, and contracted scarlatine.
Scarlet fever.
Yes, and died. It was a big tragedy, and, you know, he came only a few years after his mother died. And they were left in two of them, the father and the son. And father was then already retired from the Polish army, so he lived with his son there in that little flat too near to the church, and was sacrificing his whole life to that boy.
How important do you think all these elements were into shaping his future as Pope?
Very important, especially the personality of his father. The father was a very intelligent person, had a very big culture. He had all his time free, of course, because he was retired. And he was writing sort of a history of the church in Poland. He was a deeply religious man and a very nice person. I was many times in their house. The father was always ready to help us in anything we need, telling us especially his side of the history when we were small boys, in a very, very nice way. I remember him as an extremely pleasant, intelligent and cultural person.
So you often went there for meals, too?
Well, not for meals, no. There were two men, you know, they couldn't offer meals to anybody, you know, I mean, it's difficult. I went there, you know, I mean, in Poland, in Wadowice, really, when the weather was not very nice. It's not the weather like in Italy. So couldn't stay in the open. So we went either to his house or to my house, and in my house there were plenty of people, but in his was only the father.
Friendship survived over the years. Did you ever talk of the past, in particular the war years?
I mean, we don't talk very often about it. I mean, he, I suppose, wants to avoid this because, for me, those years are really very painful, those memories. I mean, I'm Jewish. My father was the last president of the Jewish community in Wadowice. And during the war, we did a tremendous mistake that went into the army, that means my father and myself, and my mother, and my sister, and the grandmother. They were left there. We thought that the Germans won't do anything to them because they're women. Instead, they all died in Auschwitz, in Oświęcim.
You were listening there to the late Jerzy Kruger, a childhood friend of Karol Wojtyła's. I'm Veronica Skersbrick.